Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
弟兄姐妹们，朋友们，早安。
I think our brother already mentioned that what we will share this morning.
我想我们弟兄已经跟我们敲钟说，今天早晨我要分享的题目。
So we want to share the gospel with everyone here.
我们今天早晨和每一位分享福音。
Now gospel, maybe you have heard this term.
也许你听过福音这个词。
It means the good news.
这个词的意思就是好消息。
It's not just about some moral teachings.
这并不只是讲到一些道德上的教导。
It's not just some good ideas.
也不是讲到一些什么好的意见。
Like some ideologies.
或是一些意识形态。
Yeah, but gospel is Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
事实上福音就是耶稣基督神的儿子。
Yeah, so the more we know him, the more we find that what a blessing that God has prepared for us in him.
我们更多认识他，我们就更多的发现神在 他里面所给我们的福分。
This is God's wisdom.
这是神的智慧。
Yeah, because if the Lord gave us something, then we could lose it.
因为主如果给我们某件东西，也许我们会把它丢弃。
But if he give all the blessings to us in his son, and then we can never lose it.
但是如果神是在他儿子里面把一切的福分赐给我们，我们知道我们永不会失去这个福分。
Yeah. So we'll first take a look at the verse together.
我们现在一起读一节经文。
We'll ask our brother to project for us.
我们请弟兄打在荧幕上。
This is in John chapter 1, verse 14.
这是在约翰福音第一章第十四节。
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory. Glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Now we may not be able to understand how the word of God became flesh.
我们也许不明白神的道如何成了肉身。
That is okay. But this,
但没有关系。
But this verse tells us that those who stay with Jesus found he is full of grace and truth.
但是这些经文告诉我们，凡是住在主里面的，发现主是满有恩典，满有真理。
This was true 2,000 years ago when Jesus walks on the earth.
这是真的，在2000多年前，耶稣基督在地上行走的时候。
But in the last 2,000 years, it remains true for everyone that comes to know him.
那在这过去2000多年里面，凡是认识主的人也有这样的经历。
Yeah, that means we can experience him. When we come to him, we find he is truly full of grace and the truth.
也就是说我们可以经历他，当我们来认识他的时候，我们发现他是满有恩典，满有真理。
Yeah, so this is what the Bible tells us, that we should taste the Lord and see that he is good.
所以这就为什么说圣经上告诉我们说，我们应当尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他真是美善。
Yeah, so this is something that all of us, nobody is excluded. Everyone can come to the Lord and taste.And find truly he is good.
这是没有例外的，就是我们每一个人，我们都可以来尝尝主恩的滋味，就知道他真是美善。
So thank our God, he gave us so much blessing and promises in the Bible.
我们感谢主，因为他在圣经里面给我们何等样的应许，何等样的福分。
Yeah. So the Bible, in Matthew 7, it's not in the slide. There's a verse that says that ask and it will be given to you.Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you.
在马太福音七章七节一样，在荧幕上没有，是你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
So this is a wonderful promise.
这是一个很奇妙的应许。
Yeah, this is say that if we ask, it will be given to us, and if we seek, we'll find.
这句话是说，如果我们祈求的话，就给我们；如果我们寻找，就寻见。
Now, of course, when we read the Bible, we should read its context. You find that here is talk about the what the Father wants to give us, what the Father prepared for us.
当我们读圣经经文的时候，我们要注意它的上下文。在这里，我们发现就是神要在他儿子里面所赐给我们的。
Yeah, so we wouldn't ask for something that's improper or evil, right?
所以自然我们就不会妄求。
But here is the wonderful promise that if we seek, we shall find.
但这里有一个很美好的应许，就是说寻找就寻见。
So I want to use the story in John chapter 4 to talk about the seek and the find.
我想要用在约翰福音四章所记载这个故事来看看寻找就寻见。
Now there are so many wonderful stories in the Bible.
我们知道在圣经里面有很多很美好的故事。
But this story is one of my favorite.
但是这个故事是我最喜欢里面的一个。
Yeah, oftentimes I'll come back to this story and then consider that dialogue between the Lord and the Samaritan woman.
因为我常常会回来思想这个故事，看看这主对撒玛利亚妇人的对话。
I feel this is a great illustration to show us that how the Lord is full of grace and the truth.
因为我发现到这故事里面实在是一个很好的一个证据，说明主实在是蛮有恩典，蛮有真理。
Illustration
是一个比喻，
图像，
一个图像，是一个图像，说明主是蛮有恩典，蛮有真理。
Yeah, so this is a story of love. This is a story of purpose of life.
这是一个爱的故事，这是一个在生命里面有目的的一个故事。
It's a story of salvation, restoration.
这也是一个救恩的故事，这是一个恢复的故事。
It's a story of faith and hope.
也是一个信心的故事，是一个盼望的故事。
Now, so we'll read chapter 4 from verse 3 to 26.
我们要从第四章的第三节读到二十六节。
Now this will be really hard if I put all 22 verses together on screen.
是很难把二十二节经文放在一个投影片上。
Yeah, so I have to break it down to several sections.
所以要把它拆成几段几节几段几段几个投影片。
Yeah, unfortunately we cannot see that from here. So, I think we'll try to save some time, but I really like to, we read through the whole story. So I think because we break down into several sections. So for section one, I'll read it in English. And so for those that do not know English, please follow on the screen to read the Chinese. And then for next page,verse 7 to 9. And then I'll ask my brother to read in Chinese. And then for those that read English, please follow on the screen.
因为我拆成几段，所以我们第一段呢，我要用英文读。那如果你不懂英文的话，请看投影片上的中文。那下一段呢，我请我们弟兄用中文读。如果你不懂中文的话，请你看投影片上的英文。
Yeah. Does that make sense? Okay, great.
大家都明白了吗？
好。Okay, so we'll start.Okay.
我们开始。
He left Judea, now here he is Jesus. He left Judea and went away again into Galilee, and he had to pass through Samaria. So he came to a city of Samaria called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph, and Jacob's well was there. So Jesus, being wearied from his journey, was sitting thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour.Next page.
下一段中文，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水，耶稣对她说，请你给我水喝。那时门徒进城买食物去了，撒玛利亚的妇人对她说，你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说话给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。
Next page. She said to him, Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? You are not greater than our father Jacob, are you? who gave us the well and drank of it himself, and his sons and his cattle. Jesus answered and said to her, Everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst, but the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life.
Amen.
Next page.
还有吗?
有,
你知道二位, 妇人说。 妇人说, 先生, 请把这水赐给我, 叫我不渴, 也不用来这么远打水。 耶稣说, 你去叫你丈夫也到这里来。 妇人说, 我没有丈夫。 耶稣说, 你说没有丈夫是不错的。 你已经有五个丈夫, 你现在有的并不是你的丈夫, 你这话是真的。
Okay. The woman said to him, Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you people say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me. An hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship that we know, for salvation is from the Jews.
时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵。 所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。妇人说：“我知道弥赛亚就是那称为基督的要来，他来了必将一切的事都告诉我们。”耶稣说：“这和你说话的就是他。”So
this is this actually still the part of the story. It's not the end of the story.
事实上，这个我们刚才读的只是故事的一段，还不是完全的故事的全部。
But here we find this is such an interest. We see a such interesting dialogue.
但是我们看见这一段对话是非常有趣.
First, we saw that Jesus left Judea, which is in the south of Israel, and went to Galilee.
首先，我们看见耶稣离开了犹大地，犹大地是在加南的南边，然后向北到这个撒玛利亚。
加利利去,
yeah, and then he had to pass through Samaria.
他必须要经过撒玛利亚.
And so then that was about the noon time.
这时候差不多是午正的时候.
Yeah, and then there was a well, so he was wearied and he sat there for rest.
那在那里有一口井, 那耶稣走路困倦, 所以他坐在井旁休息.
Yeah, so there came a Samaritan woman. She came to draw the water.
那这时候呢, 有一个撒玛利亚妇人来到这井来打水。
Yeah, so the stage is set.
所以我们看见这个背景已经弄好了。
Yeah, so here, and then the rest of the story, we see the dialogue between Jesus and the woman.
然后之后我们就，接下来我们看见这主耶稣和这位妇人的对话。
This is so interesting because we know this story happened 2,000 years ago.
这实在是很有趣，因为我们知道这个故事的确在2000多年前发生过。
But we also sense this story is timeless.
但是我们也发现这个故事实际上它的还有非常的及时性。
Yeah, timeless because no matter how long the human history have lasted, we find there is something that in this dialogue that echoes in our heart, even today.
因为我们发现就算这已经过2000多年前，我们发现这故事里面所讲的东西，在我们今天的心里面仍然有这样的回响。
Yeah, it talk about that there's a deep longing in the heart of man.
因为这故事讲到说在人内心的深处有这样一个渴慕。
Yeah. Now, of course, their dialogue started with water.
当然这个对话从水开始的。Water
is essential for life.
因为水对于生命是非常重要的，基本的。So
it talks about, that we have need.
因为这里讲到说我们有这个需要。
Human is not self-sufficient.
Yeah, 我们作为一个人不可能自我就能够供应丰富。
Yeah, we need water, we need air, we need the sun, we need the food. You see, we have a lot of needs.
我们作为一个人，我们看见我们很多的需要，我们需要水，我们需要日光，我们需要空气，我们需要食物。
And not only that, we find that we also need education, we need a job, we need a family, we need a place to stay.
不仅如此，我们看见我们还需要有家，需要有教育，需要有工作，需要有家，需要一个住的地方。
Yeah, but we sense all these needs.
但是我们发现我们有这样的感觉，我们感觉到我们需要这些东西。
Just like the woman, she sensed that she needs to draw water.
正如这位妇人，她发现到她需要来打水。
Maybe she has a bucket at home, and then she found, oh, it is about empty. It's time to draw more water.
或许她在家中有个水桶，她看到哦，水桶的水快要没了，所以她说需要来打水了。
And then so she took a long way that we see in the story. She took a long way to come to this well to draw water.
我们看见在这里讲到说，她是走了一个长，在这经节里面讲，她走一段长的路来打水。
And then even it's at the noon time, this is not the most pleasant time to do hard work, isn't it?
而且那时候正好是正午的时候，那时候好像不太适合做一个劳苦的工作。
So we work hard. Likewise, like that woman, all of us, we work hard to meet our needs.
正像那位妇人一样，我们每个人都是很努力的工作来满足我们的需要。
But there are some important matters we have to consider.
但有几件重要的事情我们必须来思想。
Now one is that we have all these needs, but we seek for something deeper than the appearance.
就是说虽然我们是有这些事情上的一些需要，但我们发现我们还有更深的需要。
Just for example, we say, oh, I need a car for transportation, but really, is that we need?
比如说吧，我们需要车子作为交通的工具，但是不是说我们只要需要车子吗？
Or we need a house, but is that all really what we need?
或者说我们需要一个房屋，房子，但是是不是这个房子就是我们需要的呢？
So actually, I think we are, many of us are adults. So you probably have the experience of buying a house.
所以我想我们大部分都是成人，所以我们也许都有经验去买房子的经验。
Yeah. What's the reason you want to buy a house?
那你买房子是为了什么呢？
You find that if we think deeper, we find, oh yeah, we try to find a sense of security. We find a sense of belonging, a sense of that family can grow together.
那我们，但是我们在深一层的去想，我们发现说，哦，我们买一个房子，事实上是为了有安全感、一个归属感，或是有一个家的感觉。Yeah.
So because what happened is that God put eternity in human.
但是我们发现有一个事实，就是神把永远放在人心里。
Therefore, we always look for something deeper.
但是为什么我们常常所寻找的是更深层的事？
Very soon there will be Valentine.
很快的话，我们看到是二月的情人节。
So we say, well, let's say maybe a chocolate or maybe a bouquet of roses can express our love.
或许我们讲说，哦，送巧克力或者送一束玫瑰花，可以表达我们的爱。
But these things cannot last very long.
但是这些东西都不能长远存留。
Maybe a diamond ring will last longer.
或许钻戒可以更长久一点。
But unfortunately, maybe the diamond rings will last longer than love. Maybe.
或许有些情况，甚至我们发现这个钻戒也许比你对他的爱还要更长久。Yeah,
the diamond ring is still there, but the love has died.
虽然钻戒还在，但是你对他的爱已经淡忘了。So
we can see that the human heart is really longing for something everlasting.
所以我们发现说，事实上人心对一个永远有这个渴求。
Everlasting, timeless, And yeah, it's not limited by time.
就是永远的, 还是不是被时间所限制的。
And then the quality cannot be degraded.
而且这个品质不能下降。
And the quantity cannot reduce.
而且这个量也不能减少。
So it's very interesting, you can see this woman that she had to draw water every, I don't know, maybe every couple times a week.
这个妇人我不知道, 也许她一周要打好几次的水。
Because the water at home will be used up.
因为在家中的这些水呢, 会被用尽。
And she has to, she doesn't get a constant supply.
因为他没有一个经常这个水源送到他家去。
And then the quality of the water could be degraded too.
而且那水的品质也可能会下降。
So the Lord said here, right, everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again.
所以主耶稣基督在这里说, 凡喝这水的人还要再渴。
Yeah, because this water does not have the quality of the everlasting quality, the quality of eternity.
因为这个水本身, 它没有一个永远这个特质在里面。
So whatever that we try to achieve in this world will be thirst again.
所以我们不论在这世界上获得了什么, 我们还会再口渴。
And then the Lord continued to say, whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst.
然后主耶稣就继续说了, 人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴。
God is our creator.
神是创造我们的。
He's our father.
他是我们的父。
He knows so well.
他实在是非常明白。
So what is this living water? This water that we will never be thirst again.
所以这个所谓的活水, 叫我们永不渴的水是什么呢?
The Lord explained this, is the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water spring up to eternal life.
那主在这里所解释他说, 我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源, 直涌到永生。
So we can see here that the Lord exactly answered that the concern that we talked about earlier.
所以我们看见主借的这句话就回答了我们刚才所忧虑的一个问题。
First, that we talk about the things that cannot be last forever, right?
因为我们首先看见说所有的事物都不能存到永远。
But here the Lord says, this water is the last, spring up to eternal life.
但是在这里主耶稣说他所赐的水要永到永生。
It's everlasting.
是永远的。
It's constantly, consistently, and then continuously supplied.
是继续不断的有效的供应的。
And the second thing, this is a living water.
Living. Yeah. 第二件事情是这个水是活水。
That means it's not stagnant. It does not go stale.
所以换句话说，这个水它不是停滞的，它不是会变发臭的。
It's ever freshing.
它是永远是新鲜的。
Yeah. So this is talk about that quality.
这里是讲到水的品质。
Yeah. So we see this. And then the third thing is that this is a well of spring water.
那第三件事讲到这个井呢，变成一个活水的井。
Yeah, so it's like a, we can say this way. So the Lord says that He will make us a walking fountain.
我们可以这样说, 主使我们成为一个行走的一个井。
Isn't that interesting?
是不是很有趣吗?
Yeah, so we always think the well or fountain is at a certain location.
因为我们常常想到说, 讲到井的话, 我们讲到, 哦, 这个井会在某一个地方。
And then, or we think that this if the Lord says I'll give you living water, that means that I need to come at a certain moment or certain location, I'll get this water.
或者说，如果主只是说我要给你活水，然后我们就想着说，哦，在某个时刻、某个定点，我们要到那边拿活水。
But instead, the Lord says this living water will become a well of spring water in us.
然后主是说，这个活水要在我们里面成为泉源，直涌到永生。
Yeah. So this is what he means is that he is giving us His life.
这里是讲的就是说，主要告诉我们，他就是生命。
He's giving us His life.
他是把他的生命给了我们了。
Yeah, because only His life is can constantly and consistently provide life.
因为只有主的生命能够经常的、稳定的来供应我们的需要。
Yeah, the Bible tells us that life is in Him.
圣经上是说生命在他里面。
Yeah. So when the Lord says, nothing else can satisfy us, not just like this water at the well, nothing can really cause us to, really quench our thirst.
所以主在这里让我们看见说，没有什么可以满足我们，没有什么能够使我们的口渴能够永远解决。
But I'll give you this living water. That will become a well of water springing up in you.
但是我要给你的是活水，而且这活水是在你里面成为泉源，直涌到永生。
Yeah, it will last to eternity.
这会涌到永生。
Yeah, so we thank the Lord.
我们感谢主。
And then, so what do we need to do?
所以我们究竟该做什么呢？
Jesus said to the woman,
主耶稣对这妇人说，
If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water.
你若知道， 18的，对不起。
Sorry. That is verse 10.
耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说话，说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。
Yeah. So the only thing that here that the Lord told the woman to do is to ask.
所以在这里主告诉这个妇人要做的一件事情就是要求。
And so the same thing for us. It's the same thing for us.
对我们也是这样的。
We only need to ask.
我们只需要求。
Because He is so willing to give.
因为他实在，主实在是很乐意把活水赐给我们。
So now we come to the verse 15.
然后我们现在来读到第15节。
Yeah. So the woman was excited.
所以现在这妇人非常的兴奋。
And so she actually did not fully understand what the Lord said.
她或许还不完全明白主耶稣的意思。
She thought maybe there's some kind of water, physical water that Jesus talked about. And then he was excited. She was excited and she does want it and she asked.
所以她可能想到说主耶稣讲的就是我们刚才讲的那个活水是一个东西，所以她就非常兴奋，她就要，但是她的确跟主求了。
And the Lord asked her to call her husband and come.
那主呢就说，请你把你的丈夫也叫来。Actually,
we see that he already knew that this woman had married five times, each time failed, and now she is cohabiting with a man.
事实上，我们从这些经文看见，主耶稣基督早就知道他已经有五个丈夫，而且他现在跟他在一起的只是同居而已。So
why did Jesus ask?
那既然主耶稣已经知道，他为什么还要问呢？
He was leading the woman to understand the deeper truth.
因为主是要引导这个妇人能够了解更明白、更深一层的明白真理。
So earlier we talked about the Lord, He is full of grace and truth.
因为早先我们讲到说，主耶稣基督蛮有恩典、蛮有真理。
If we say this is two attributes, or two elements, they go hand in hand.
我们看见这两个元素是并行的。
Yeah. When the Lord says, if you ask, I would have already given you the living water, right? This is full of grace.
因为我们看见这是蛮有恩典的，因为主耶稣对妇人是说，你只要求，那我就早给你了。
The grace doesn't require her to do anything else. Just ask, a simple ask.
因为恩典就是说不需要这个妇人做些什么事情，她只要求就会给她。
But then we have to come to the other part, is the truth.
但是我们现在必须要来到另外一部分，另外一面就是真理。
So the Lord has to point out the a big issue in her life.
因为主耶稣基督必须要把他生活里面一个更大的一个问题把它指出来。
The Lord here, you can see, he was not condemning her.
因为我们看见很清楚，主在这里并不是要定这个撒玛利亚妇人的罪。
But he had to point out the what happened in her life.
但是主耶稣基督必须要把他把这个妇人生活里面发生的事指出来。
And he was, you see that how glad he was when the woman responded truly.
那我们看见说这妇人很真诚的把这个情况告诉主耶稣，主耶稣是何等的欢喜。
Yeah, actually she didn't say, oh yeah, I had a failed marriage and I don't have a husband right now. She just said, oh, I don't have a husband.
事实上这妇人似乎并没有更多的解释说，哦，我曾经结过五次婚，现在并没有丈夫。那这妇人只是很诚实的告诉主耶稣说，我没有丈夫。
At least she did not pretend.
她没假装。对。至少她没有假装。
Yeah. So the Lord says, well, you said well, you're actually, what you have said truly.
那主耶稣这里回答那妇人说，你说没有丈夫是不错的。
Yeah. So, you see the, how the Lord is gracious. He was so ready to help this woman.
我们看见主耶稣基督在这里蛮有恩典，他已经预备好要来帮助这位妇人。
But yeah, but he had to point out the sin in her life.
但是主耶稣基督必须要指出他在生命里面的罪这部分。
Yeah, this matter of sin is not just about the behaviors.
这罪的本质呢，并不是关乎我们外表的行为而已。
It's not just about what she did in her life, how she felt, but it's sin is the root cause. And then, so the Lord has to point it out and then explain how that can be resolved.
并不是因为这妇人在这个生活里面犯了什么样的错，所以她有罪，而是主耶稣要指出这个罪本来是这些所有的问题的根源。
Yeah, just like you, if I'm sick, I'm come to a good doctor like our brother Nelson.
就是如果我生病了，我来看我们好一个就很好的弟兄 Nelson.
Yeah, he's a good doctor.
他是一个很好的医生。
Good physician. So he would not just treat all the symptoms of my sickness, right?
所以他不仅仅会来治愈我这个表面上的症状。
Yeah, but he would look for the root cause. Why is that I constantly have a fever? And then he will try to find the root cause and then to address accordingly.
但是他会更进一步的要找出这个病因的缘由。那为什么我常常发烧呢？这原因是什么？要找出来。
Yeah. So here the Lord has to reveal this to this woman.
所以在这里，主耶稣基督必须要把这件事情显明出来给这个妇人。
I think many of us have heard, probably in the past, that sin in its original word means missing the mark.
我想我们很多人都听说过这个罪，它这个原来这个字的意思呢，就是没有达到目标。
Yeah, it's like I'm shooting an arrow.
就好像我现在拉弓射箭。
I aim my bow and my arrow to the target.
我现在把这箭对准那个靶心。
But the arrow landed outside of the target.
但是这箭射出去之后它没有打中这个靶心。
I repeat many times.
我重复了好几次。
But I still missed the mark.
仍然没有打中靶心。
So you see, that tells us that there's something fundamentally wrong in our life.
所以这告诉我们说在我们生命本质里面有基本上的一个错误。
有问题。
有基本上的问题。
So just lately, I read interesting saying by Einstein.
最近呢，我读到一篇读到爱因斯坦所讲过讲的有趣的话。
This is what he said.、Okay.
这是他所说的。
The definition of insanity. 这个
对于疯狂这个定义
is to repeat mistakes again and again, but expect different result.
疯狂就是说，你重复做同样的事情， 同样重复做错的事情,
yeah.
却想说它会有不同的结果。
Yeah, I repeat the mistakes, and then I expect different results.
我重复做同样的错事，但是想说会或许会有不同的结果出来。
Now, of course, I don't know if Einstein knew the gospel, but still, he found out this. He said, "This is insane. Why do we do that?"
所以我不知道爱因斯坦是否得救，但是他讲这句话的确好像有点道理，因为这就是疯狂。
And but unfortunately, we find that repetition is very common among humans.
但很不幸的是，我们发现在人世间里面，这样重复做这样错事的，还常常发现。
So in the case of this woman, maybe that's extraordinary, but she had a five failed marriage.
但是在这个妇人身上，当然这个例子可能有一点 比较夸张，但是她曾经结过五次婚。
We may look down on this woman.
也许我们会轻看这个妇人。
We say, oh, come on, not many people have this similar experience.
因为我们可能会说，哦，不是很多人会结五次婚。
But actually, she was a serious seeker.
但事实上，我们可以看见，他是一个非常很严肃的在追寻一些东西。
How many of us would like to try five times of marriage?
因为在我们当中有多少人想要试着要结五次婚？
So she seriously sought for a true relationship.
因为我们发现她事实上是很严肃的在寻找。 一个真实的一个关系,
a long-lasting love.
他在寻找一个能够持久的一个关系,
a real companionship.
是一个真正的能够有感觉感情的关系,
in this marriage.
他希望在这个婚姻中能够找到。
Yeah, she looked for belonging, recognition, and commitment.
因为他所寻找的是能够有归属感，能够有互相委身和一些的感觉。
Yeah, 被认可。
被认可的感觉。
And then, but she was disappointed.
但是她却失望了。
She tried hard. Maybe she thought about, oh, what did I do wrong last time?
那我们发现她实在是非常努力，因为她可能想说，哦，我上个婚姻是怎么失败的呢？
And so in next marriage, she tried to make a change.
所以也许她在这个婚姻里面，她就试着改变自己。
But the result was no better.
但是结果却还是失败。
And so at the end, she gave up marriage.
所以到最后，她就甚至放弃要结婚这个念头。
She lost hope.
因为她已经失去了她的盼望。
So at that time she did not understand.
所以在那时候，她也许并不明白。
But here the Lord needs to point this to her to explain this is because sin is in us.
那在这里，主耶稣基督必须要向他指明说，这个原因是什么？这原因就是因为罪在我们里面有罪。This
is the root cause.
这个罪就是一个根源。
It causes us to miss the target of life.
因为这个罪使我们失去了生活里面、生命里面的意义、目的。We
have the desire to do what is right, but we do not have the ability to carry it out.
因为我们是由这个 愿望想要做好事，但是我们却没有这个能力把善事做出来。
Sin brings disappointment, grief, harm, conflicts, and regrets to us and to people around us.
因为罪带给我们周遭的人，这就是痛苦、失望、绝望。
Yeah. So just like that woman, we need to know the truth of sin.
也正如像这位妇人一样，我们必须要知道罪的这个真理。Now
truth may hurt our feelings.
是的，有时候真情会伤害我们的感觉。Yeah,
but truth will set us free.
但是真理却可以叫我们得以自由。Because
the Lord not only reveals the truth of sin, but He also gives us the truth of salvation.
因为主耶稣基督不仅告诉我们罪这个真理，他也告诉我们一个得救的真理。
So as I said earlier, the good news is this well of living water, this fountain of living water that He gives.
那这个真理就是我刚才有提过，就是主要给我们这个活水的泉源。
This is a life in the Spirit.
这是一个在灵里面的一个 生命。
So, in other words, the Lord is giving us a new life. He's not trying to patch the old life, the sinful nature, but He is giving us a new life that if we live by that life, it will change and transform us.
换句话说，主耶稣基督要给我们是一个新的生命，他不是要把我们这个旧的生命去修补一下而已。
So this water, this living water, this fount of living water is not only to quench our thirst, but it is to transform our life.
所以这一个活水的泉源不仅是要解我们的渴而已，乃是要把我们的生命完全的改变。
So that's why the Lord, through this dialogue, you see that He reminds her. He says that now is the time that those who worship the Father will worship in spirit and in truth.
所以为什么主耶稣基督在这里提醒这个妇人说，现在拜父的要用在灵里面和真实里面来拜父。
Yeah, maybe we think, wow, why does he talk about worship?
那我们会觉得问这个问题说，诶，主怎么在这里讲到敬拜呢？
Because for us, we our feeling is that, oh, I need salvation. I understand that I have a trouble in me, and I do need salvation.
所以我们对我们自己，我们想说，是的，我发现我自己是有问题，那我是需要救恩，需要蒙拯救。
Or we say, oh yeah, I have this thirst, and I do need to quench the thirst.
或者说我们会说，是的，我真是口渴，我真是需要一些水来解我的渴。
But the Lord says here that this solution is once for all. Is on one hand, it solves the problem of the deep longing, the thirst in our life.
但主耶稣基督给我们看这个救恩，在一方面而言，的确是来解渴我们的渴，解决我们的问题。
And but on the other hand, it solves the problem of sin from inside of us, from deep in the spirit.
但是在另外一方面，我们发现主所给我们的救恩是解决我们内心深处更深层的一个问题的需要。
Yeah, so today we receive this salvation of the Lord. It's really a wonderful, a complete solution.
所以我们今天从主所接受这个救恩，实在是一个完全的，是非常奇妙的一个救恩。
It changes us from the spirit.
Spirit 从灵里面讲，是从灵里面来改变我们。
So if we continue to read this story.
所以我们要继续读这个故事的话，
you find this woman was changed.
我们看见这妇人的确改变了。
Just after this talking to Jesus and find out he is the Messiah.
他就是和主耶稣基督谈话之后，他发现主耶稣是弥赛亚。
And then so we find that her countenance was changed.
我们发现她的容，她的表容貌也改变了。
In the past, she lived in the shadow of guilt and shame.
因为之前她是活在一个好像很羞耻、很罪恶的一个阴影底下。
She was unpopular, so she avoided contacting people, in the town.
因为她事实上在众人之间是不受欢迎的，所以她也避免与众人接触。
She had no one to call husband at the moment.
因为在那时候，她甚至没有人是她的，她可以说是我丈夫的。
She had no hope for the future.
因为她对未来是没有盼望的。
But after talking to Jesus, she found peace and joy comes into her heart.
但是在与主耶稣基督谈话之后，她发现她的内心有平安了。
Now she had the courage to face all the wrongdoings in the past.
那她现在也有勇气来面对她以前所做的错事。
And she was able to face other people. She was able to talk to other people, and her relationship with people in the town was restored.
所以她现在也能够和在那个城里面的其他人说话，她那个城里面其他人的关系也恢复了。
And then she found the purpose and hope of life.
她也找到了生命里面的目的，找到生命里面的盼望。
You see that this salvation not only quenched the longing in her heart,
所以我们看见这个救恩不仅 解除了他生命里面的渴慕，
but this salvation restored her relationship with God and with man.
而且这个救恩呢，使他和神的关系和人的关系都恢复了。
In the past, she saw God as far away.
因为在之前呢，他以为说神是在远远的地方。
She saw that, well, we only come to a certain place, and then we maybe we will see God.
因为他以前就听说，以为说一定要到某一个定点、一个地方才能够敬拜神。
But now she know God is her father.
但是现在他知道神是他的父亲。
At any moment, any time, any location, her father is with her.
因为任何时刻、任何地方，神都是他的父亲。
同在，
神都与他同在。
Yeah. We thank the Lord. This is such a wonderful grace and the truth.
我们感谢主，这实在是很奇妙的真理。
She did not seek for God.
因为这个妇人在这里一开始并不是来寻求神。
She did seek for love and belonging in relationship.
因为她那时候实在是在寻找爱情，寻找归属感，寻找一个关系。
But now she was sought and found by Jesus.
但她现在发现她被主耶稣基督所寻见。
The Lord gives her this living water that becomes a well of water spring up to eternity in her.
因为现在主耶稣基督给她的是那个活水，而且在里面只涌到永生的活水。
So, I think to come to a summary, we find that there's only two things the Lord asked her.
所以我们现在来讲到结论，我们发现主耶稣基督所要求这个妇人呢，其实就是两件事情。
It's the same thing for all of us.
这对也应用到我们每一个人身上。
He actually only asked two actions, or you can say that's one action, but twofold.
事实上，主耶稣基督只要我们有一个动作，但这个动作有两个方面。
The first is ask.、Right?
第一个就是求。
Yeah. If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water.
因为主耶稣说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。
And the second action is believe me.Jesus said.
那这个行动的第二方面呢，就是要信主耶稣所说的话。
Yeah. This is so simple.
这很简单。
Because the Lord loved us so much.
因为主实在深爱我们。
He's really full of grace and truth.
他是蛮有恩典，蛮有真理。
So for all of us, for all human, we only need to take such a simple action when we can taste and experience.
所以对我们众人而言，我们只需要有这个简单的行动，我们就可以相信。
Ask and believe.
我们可以信，我们可以求，而且相信。
And then you will find this is true in your life.
那我们就发现，在我们的生命里面，这是真实的。
Yeah. So I hope all of us here today, we also have this, we will also respond to this simple request.
所以我盼望我们在座的每一位，今天都对这样一个简单的要求能够有回应。
Ask him and believe him.
要向主耶稣求，要信主耶稣。
And you will find this living water, this life that always fresh, the life that's everlasting, come into your life, come into your heart.
那你就会发现，这个永远新鲜、永远活泼的生命，能够像活水一样来到你的生命里面。
You find the purpose of life, you find the meaning of life, you find the supply of life.
你就寻到了生命的意义，生命的目的，和找到了生命。
You find your life is reconciled with God and with man.
然后你就可以与神和好。
Yeah.
神与人和好。
Yeah. So I think we should conclude our sharing.
我想我们的交通就停在这里。
Maybe we can, I think if possible, maybe we can sing that 242.
若是可能，我想我们再把242诗歌唱一次。
Yeah, maybe we'll just sing the verse one, 242. Fill my cup. Yes. Maybe just sing verse one.
也许我们就唱第一节。
Please give us a note and we'll sing together.
给我们一个音，我们就开始。
Well,
find the woman at the well I was seeking. For this I could not satisfy. And then I heard my Savior speaking, those of my wealth I never shall wrong try. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and well to worship in my soul. Yet I have doubt, be till I will no more. Fill my cup, fill the up and make me whole.
One more time.
再一次.
Like the woman at the well I was seeking. For this I could not satisfy. And then I heard my Savior speaking, talk of my wealth I never shall wrong try. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting in my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill the up and make me whole.
So, we should have a word of prayer together, but we like to ask, maybe we all close our eyes and bow down.
也许我们都一起闭眼睛,低着头,有一些祷告。
And we like to ask, if anyone here, you did not know the Lord, you have not been saved, but today you hear the gospel.
我想要问今天在座的各位,如果你从前没有听过福音,没有蒙拯救,
and today you hear this story, you hear the gospel, you also want this living water.
今天你听到这个故事,你听见这个福音,你也想要这个活水。
Please raise your hand.
请你把你的手举一下。
It just need a simple response to the Lord.
只需要对主有这样一个简单的回应。
And you will find it becomes yours and is true in your life.
你会发现这在你生命里面会成为真实。
If you want it, please raise your hand.
如果你要这活水,
you want to know Jesus, you want to experience just what you have heard, please raise your hand.
如果你愿意认识主耶稣,愿意经历他, 你刚才所听见的,
We thank the Lord. Let's have a word of prayer.
好, 感谢主, 我们有一点祷告。
Father, we thank you for you love us with everlasting love.
父王, 我们感谢你, 因为你是用永远的爱爱我们。
You have prepared such a wonderful salvation and grace for us.
因为你为我们所预备的是何等奇妙的救恩,何等奇妙的恩典。
We did not seek you.
我们并没有寻求你。
But you came to seek us.
但你却是你来寻找我们。
And then we find, even though we were lost, now we are found.
我们发现我们以前是迷羊, 但是现在却为你所寻见。
We have this well of living water in us.
我们在我们里面有这一个活水的泉源。
Always supply, always provide.
永远给个供应我们,永远满足我们的需要。
Really quench our thirst.
实在是能够解我们的渴,
and give us such a great hope,
也给我们这样一个大的盼望,
for eternity.
给我们这个永远的盼望。
We praise you and we thank you, Father.
父啊, 我们感谢你, 我们赞美你。
For this is nothing but Jesus Christ our Lord.
因为这不是别的, 正是我们主耶稣基督。
And we can have such a close and living relationship with you.
我们可以借着他和你有这样一个亲密和活的关系。
So here we worship you, Lord.
主啊, 我们在这里敬拜你。
For you Truly that you are great and awesome.
主啊，你实在是大而可畏的神。
Truly you are loving and you are living forever.
哦，你实在是慈活到永远永远的神。
We worship you, Father.
父啊，我们敬拜你。
So we thank you for all the friends and brothers and sisters here today.
我们为了今天早晨在这里的朋友们、弟兄姐妹们，感谢你。
We truly believe, Lord, that you will find everyone here.
哦，我们实在相信你必会寻见每一个在这里的人。
In Jesus' precious name, we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名，阿门。
Amen.